There, Robbie. What are you doing up this late?
Reading.
Reading? At this hour? Oh, come on, Robbie. What are you doing up this late?
Things on my mind.
Well, do you care to talk about them?
Sure, if you don't mind listening.
Robbie, remember me? I'm your mother. If you have something you want to talk about, I'm always prepared to listen.
You haven't been around much lately.
So that's it. Okay, let's talk.
You and Dad are like ships that pass in the night. Dad works hard and he works late. You work hard on all your committees and you work late.
I thought you were proud of the work I do.
I am, Mom. Real proud. You are one fantastic mom, but... I've been noticing how little quality time you spend with Dad and me. And the family.
It's a real problem, Robbie. I know it.
I'm concerned. There must be a way that Dad and you can spend more time together.
Well, we always talk about taking a vacation together. With the family.
I think you ought to take a vacation away from the family. Alone. Kind of a second honeymoon.
It would be wonderful, but our schedules won't allow it.
I think I have an idea.
You do?
Yep. I think I have an idea that will bring Dad and you together in a more scheduled way.
Well, what is it?
Well, you know how Dad is always talking about the kids in the ward? And how important it is for them to be paid attention to?
Yes.
Well, and how hard it is because the doctors and nurses are so busy?
Yes.
Well, how would it be if you took some time to work with Dad towards solving that problem?
I don't get it.
Like setting up a regular weekly reading program. You and Dad. You and Dr. Philip Stewart going to the children's ward once or twice a week and reading to them.
Not bad. Not a bad idea, Robbie. As a matter of fact, it fits right in with something I'm working on right now with the school board committee.
What's that?
I've been trying to work out a program in the public school that will bring parents and teachers together once a week to read to the students, their own children, really. By doing that, it will encourage reading.
So it might fit in with a program for reading to the kids in the hospital.
You're right. We'll do it. I'm going to Daddy about it right now.
But Dad was so exhausted when he came home from work. Why don't you talk to him about it tomorrow?
You are a very smart young man, Robbie. I think I'll wait until tomorrow.
You won't forget, will you?
Oh, believe me, I won't. It is a great idea, and I promise you I won't forget.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Robbie.
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听力课堂，欢迎你！
听啊，讲啊。